Well, welcome to St. Phil Road as we meet together where we are to worship Jesus Christ. I'm Ben Walker, the minister. Hopefully you can see me and hear me, but given this is a Sunday morning for you at home, you're probably glad that I can't see you. However you've come, and especially if you're new with us, it's great that we can meet together in this way to worship Jesus. We'll be here at 11 o'clock every Sunday, hopefully live next week. If you come online just a minute or two before 11, you'll see the rolling announcements for a few minutes on the screen, which you should also be able to see and download from the website, and then we'll begin. If you're a member of our congregation, hopefully you have got or will get in the coming days a letter about our plans for worship. And it also tells you about pastoral care for one another and contacts for your district. If you don't get a letter in the next few days and you're expecting one, do email in to the office or phone me, or you can find a general one downloadable on the website. As well as worship and pastoral care for one another, the third thing we're keen on doing in these weeks is being a witness to our local community. So we're putting a leaflet through doors around the church area to say that our church is online every Sunday, that there's someone to talk to at the end of the phone or even to pray with, and that we can offer some practical help in getting urgent bits and pieces so that no one need feel isolated. So there are some practical responses for those of you who are able to, and then one response for all of us. First, if you can help with this leaflet drop around the area, it's this afternoon, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock from the church. Now, this is only for people who are safe and wise to do this, to come out. We'll do it safely. We'll enable us to come and pick up leaflets and drop them through doors at a safe distance from others. But it might also be a nice Sunday afternoon walk for you. Secondly, if you're willing to be a practical volunteer who we can contact to help out people in the local community, please send a WhatsApp message. Hopefully you have WhatsApp. If you don't, just text saying, "I'm in," and your name and your, "I'm in" and your name to this number that's hopefully on the screen at the moment, 07544-833-581. That's a phone that I've got, and I'll gather a group and send out further details in the days to come. We don't know how much this might be used, but we want to be able to offer it as we can. Thirdly, if you want to drop off anything for storehouse, and food banks are still going to be much needed in these days, you can do that safely, one person at a time, between 10 and 12 on Tuesdays and on Fridays at the church. Someone will then take it every so often. But do also use the means provided for this by the supermarkets as well. Finally, everyone can pray. Pray for our worship and our pastoral care and our witness. But pray for so many things going on at the minute in our world. Every Wednesday at 7:30, there's going to be a video on the website that will be a short devotional to lead you into prayer and prayer points too. So log on and do it at 7:30 on Wednesday if you can, so that lots of us are watching and praying together, or another time afterwards if you can't. Last Wednesday evening, we were thinking about Psalm 46, which ends with these words. Words with real power and meaning, spoken into a time like ours. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Well, it's great to have with me Gary, Grace, and Heather. They're here at a distance from me and each other, but to help us sing praise. The words are going to be on the screen. You can listen to them, or you can join in at home. Why not? Who is going to hear you and mind? Sing for the audience of one, Jesus Christ. Let's sing together. Let's pray together. Lord God, we have come to where we are to meet together with you. And how great you are, the one who reigns from heaven's throne. We are here to listen to you, to seek you, to worship you, the one who knew and loved us before we were born and has called us to be part of the body of Christ, your church, through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for us. Lord, we've come to receive your forgiveness for our sin, your strength in our weakness, your grace and mercy in our brokenness and hopelessness, to receive peace beyond our understanding, even in our confusion, to receive faith, hope, and love for our lives in these days. Lord, move among us where we are by your Spirit. Speak to us through your word and shape us more in the likeness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
To read together from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you have a Bible nearby and want to grab it now, you might want to follow along. We're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. And as we read these words, we ask God to help all of us to understand what it is for each of us to continue to play our own part in being the body that is spoke of in this passage. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. Unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Amen, and thanks be to God.
These are new and different times, aren't they? And this is certainly a different feel to being church when we're so used to being together. We were thinking last week about the Holy Spirit building God's church. And we heard this morning just there from 1 Corinthians about the church being one body. The Spirit joins us all into one body. Now a body, and hopefully you've got your own there to look at as a visual aid, is made up of lots of different parts, but it's all one body. You've got fingers, you've got ears, you've got toes, you've got elbows, you've got brains, some of you have got hair, but it's all connected and blood flows through it all. Paul reminds us with a picture of the body that the Holy Spirit has brought lots of us different people with our different skills and backgrounds and personalities, now all sitting in our different homes, yet to be one body, joined and connected together as Jesus' body, he says. So Jesus has lived and died and risen again and now reigns in heaven, but he calls us by his Spirit to be like his body on earth. He's called each one of us to be a part of it. Every one of us, however different we all are, is needed. He's called us together to be more and more like Jesus, holy, because we are Jesus' body. But the fact we're one body is a big reason why we may well find it hard not actually being physically together today and in the coming weeks. Because we're made by God for worshipping and socializing together. We're made to be us, not just I. We're made to learn and grow together to be more like Jesus. And we can't say to one another, parts of the body, I don't need you. The fact is, I need you. Let me say to you, though, that the unity we have as a church, as Jesus' body, is bigger and stronger than even meeting together. Just as blood flows through our bodies to every part, so it's Jesus' blood, Jesus who died to make us his people, that unites us all. We are together in Christ, if you like, blood brothers and sisters. And though meeting together is so important and good for us, not even not meeting stops the oneness and unity we have in Jesus. So we simply need to find ways in these coming days of expressing what it is to be Jesus' body, one body with one Spirit, even though we're apart. Now, we must wisely stay apart and follow government advice carefully. Leo Varadkar put it well when he said, "We come together by staying apart." And it's great that governments are actually encouraging us to be more like Jesus. Jesus calls us as members of his body to think about others and us, not just me. Now that might mean those of us who feel a bit more casual about coronavirus actually thinking, well, it may or it may not affect me, but through me it could well affect other people, not least people I love. So I need to take this hand washing and this distancing seriously, to look out for and honor those parts of the body which may seem more vulnerable. And Jesus calls us to look out for one another and love our neighbors. We want to do that as a church, handing out leaflets and responding to needs. So again, if you can wisely leaflet drop from 3 o'clock onwards or be part of the WhatsApp group, do respond as I outlined earlier and see the announcements on the PowerPoint. And see the storehouse notice too. If you're out for a safe walk with items, you can drop them safely in one person at a time to the church on Tuesday and Friday. But let's also do this as individual members of the body. I've been taken with this phrase that rather than think of it in terms of social distancing, let's consider it distance socializing. We stay apart, but we find other ways of coming together than physical, and ways of looking out for one another. Because Paul says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. So how can we share encouragement to each other to keep going in faith, not fear, and to pray for one another? I've been encouraged by emails and texts and the sharing of stories to me over the last few days. Some of you will know that Angela Bill's mother died on Thursday, and I know the Bills received lots of lovely messages from people here at St. Phil Road, and that's true for others in their griefs. Let's do that for one another and keep that going. Let's use the phone to speak and listen with people. Let's use these devices to the maximum for the sake of Christ and his body. And how might we find creative ways of supporting one another and even celebrating while apart? For example, let me share with you that it was Jane and Cecil Mooney's 50th wedding anniversary yesterday, and Hugh and Jean McClement's 60th wedding anniversary comes up on Tuesday. Hopefully you can see them on the screen. Congratulations, Jane and Cecil, Hugh and Jean. Now, they can't gather for a big celebration at the moment, but they can know that we're raising our mug of coffee to them at home. We're thanking God for them. And you could text or phone them. It's so apt to talk about the church in this way. And you know, it's down to the providence of God that this is what we were always going to be talking about this Sunday as we reach this part of the Apostles' Creed that comes from the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints. Now, we haven't said it all together yet, as we usually do, and this might seem strange in your kitchen or your living room or wherever you are, but why not, as a sign of our togetherness now, let's say this together where we are. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we've said, the Holy Spirit forms the church, us living as the body of Christ, more and more like Jesus, holy together, even though we may be apart. He unites us as a community, a communion of saints, which simply means God's people called to be holy, to be like him, to love him, to love each other and those around us like Jesus. But just before we end, let's see in these words something bigger and wider than even ourselves and our church at St. Phil Road. Because the Holy Catholic Church reminds us that we're part of something bigger. The Catholic, and that simply means universally wide church. God's people across the world. Called to be holy and distinctive. Called to live in these days and all days in faith, not fear. Across the world, people are meeting in Jesus' name, physically or online. People that we are socially distant from all the time, but with whom we are united together in Jesus, in his body, by his blood. In another moment, we could make so much of this, but remember this morning and in the coming days that we're part of something much bigger that God is building in his world. Remember the church in different parts of the world that looks different in many ways to us, but is part of us. Remember God's people across the world seeking to live in faith, not fear, facing coronavirus. Remember the parts of the church that are suffering from persecution that perhaps have never been able to meet together. If one part suffers, the whole suffers. Let's widen our eyes from our own news cycle and nation and pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. And the communion of saints reminds us not least that while we're our community here and now, we're also united to the church, God's people, in the past and in the future to come. Again, people we've never physically met, distant from us in many ways, but saints of old, not simply St. Patrick, though it's great to celebrate him this week, but Christians who've lived in the past, who've stood for the faith in big ways and small, who've seen Christ bring his church through war, conflict, famine, and plague. Even our immediate ancestors, where they've passed faith down to us. And think to the generations of the future, children, children's children, and beyond. Generations we are investing in now for the future of the church as we live in faith, not fear, for them. So we come together apart. Apart from each other, apart from people across the world, apart from people who have gone before us and will come after us. But by his Spirit, we are all united in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints, the one body of Jesus Christ, living for him in these times and these places. May Christ be with us by his Spirit.
Let's talk to God together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you and acknowledge that you are God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and the one who sustains creation. We pray that at this time of global, international, national, and local crisis, we will trust you and find our peace in you. We thank you that you are El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. You are our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. We praise you, Lord, that you are El Roi, the God who sees. Thank you that you see and know each person listening this morning. You know our situations, the pressures we face, the difficulties that surround us. May we take comfort in that. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We pray that you would help us to trust you in every circumstance we will face in these next number of weeks and months. We pray for all those this morning who are struggling and feeling anxious, remembering the word of the psalmist who wrote, "When I said my foot was slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When I am filled with cares, your comfort brings me joy." At this time, we pray for groups of people who are under extreme pressures, and as we think about them, we pray for individuals known to us. For doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, ambulance staff, paramedics, and many more working in the NHS and support services, from the most senior consultants to cleaners and porters. Be with them as they work long hours, have to make hugely difficult decisions, and put themselves at risk from infection. We thank you for them and pray that they will feel valued and supported. We pray for teachers and schools as they face uncertainty and confusion. Be with those teachers who have to go into school during this period and strengthen them as they help boys and girls and young people that they have contact with. And we pray for those boys and girls and young people unsure of what the future holds for them, anxious about what might happen and unable to spend time with their friends and mates. We pray for Johnny and Jill and the team of people that they have as they work to set up networks and systems to support families and to help young people keep in touch with one another. We pray for people, especially older people who are living alone and feeling isolated, and particularly we think of many in our own church family. Help us to be active in looking out for them and supporting them. We pray that as they have received a letter from Ben, it will help them to put in place ways of staying connected. And on this Mother's Day, we thank you for mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers. We ask that even though there may not be large family gatherings, that mothers will know how much they are loved and appreciated. Father God, we are often quick to criticize our leaders and politicians. However, we pray for them as they carry huge responsibilities and are required to make extraordinary decisions which impact every person in the nation. We pray for Boris Johnson, for the Cabinet, and his group of senior advisors. Grant them wisdom and courage at this unique time. We pray for our local Northern Ireland executive led by Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill. Again, we ask that you would give them wisdom and help as they lead us at this time. Thank you for reminding us this morning that we are part of the body of Christ, interconnected and dependent on each other. As a part of Christ's body in this particular part of Belfast, South Belfast, we pray that we will be a shining light of love and goodness of God, particularly to the surrounding community. And so we would pray especially about the distribution of the leaflet this afternoon. Father God, we worship you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you for your love and care for us, and we ask that you will help us to follow you more closely over these next days and weeks. And we pray all of these things in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to sing again. And the hymn we're going to sing is, O Christ Arise.
Strength that God has
Thanks to Ruth and Alistair and Grace and Heather and Gary for sharing with me in this worship, and particularly to our technical guys, Gavin and Chris and Phil, who have helped this come to you. Do join us again for prayer on Wednesday evening at 7:30. See the website. And again here at 11 o'clock next Sunday, hopefully live, and we will worship Jesus together. But now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us as one church where we are, and remain with us now and forever. Amen.